Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. And I'm not forgetting about you people around the world. We gear our presentation to Americans, but this has global content to it quite often. And but we do appreciate you coming. I mean, some of you said, Dave, you say hello, America, and I'm from Australia. Well, welcome. We're glad to partner with you. We really are. The world's leaders are under some kind of control here, where they're not doing our bidding, they're doing the bidding of the people that seek to enslave us and things like smart city, open air concentration camps. I hear you. We're all partners, so welcome. Anyway, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. And ladies and gentlemen, just say this right now. I just did a story recently, I mean, like an hour ago, on 50,000 layoffs in the banks in the last week. And that's not a good sign. And now they're increasing the liquidity requirements of the banks. They can't loan money out. The bonds are killing them, and the banks are failing, and they're going to fail in big numbers. And there's not the money to cover your deposits. That's just a fact. 0.7% of the money on hand with the FDIC covers the deposits. 0.7%. Not 7%, 0.7. You'll never see a nickel back when it collapses. So Noble Gold offers you options for your retirement and for your passbook account. Your checking account, they offer you options. I've been a customer for 5 years. I've been advertising for six. So my comment to you is, let me send you a free information packet that describes everything they can do for you. There's no obligation. No one's going to bug you. They're the lowest pressure group I've ever worked with. I've done business with them many times as a customer. I've had to close my own deals, literally. And you have to. They want it that way. So free information packet, DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, or you can call them directly if you feel the urgency of the hour. Go to your phone, call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And I'm putting this message out everywhere. By the way, the FTC wants me to say anything like this carries an inherent risk and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We agree with that warning. It's too bad they don't give it to you when you walk in the bank and say the Dodd-Frank law says they can keep your money. Too bad they don't give it and talk about Sam Bankman-Fried, but we're happy to comply. 877-646-5347. Don't sit on this, people, because we need an army of intact people when the crash comes. I need you to get through this as whole as possible so we have the sound of marching feet. That's my motivation for bringing this to you. Our guest is Vance Davis, and I've known Vance now for we're going on 32 years. And I first heard him, first time I ever listened to the Art Bell Show. He's talking about the secret space program, which I couldn't talk about. And I'm thinking, I have to talk to this guy. And so, in an intermediary, the late Bill Pollack, really my mentor in this business, Bill put us together. And the rest, as they say, is history. We've had some interesting experiences through the years. And I often call on Vance to interpret things that are going on because he has a unique NSA background. And let's put it this way. He was put in a very difficult position along with several of his colleagues, and they had to exit stage right. And it's a great story, and we'll probably reference it as we go through. But the important thing is Vance has the expertise to really draw upon what's happening and give us a good perspective, which is what we like to do on this show. Vance, welcome to the show. And do you remember the days we had to dig for material, and now the stories just land in our lap?
Yeah, there's a lot of digging to be had. I'm talking working with Bill and all these guys and some ex-military just to dig through things to find it. Now it's there. You got to remember the government doesn't hide the information. You got to know where to look and how to dig for it. At least in our government.
I agree.
Worldwide information is sometimes easier to get, but the nuances are harder to deal with when you go international. So it's, the no comment statement that people give you is kind of like, it's there, but go find it. And good luck.
Well, I saw something maybe 8, 10 days ago. Guy was testifying before Congress, and Congress was asking him questions like, "Are you saying you've got crashed alien craft?" Yes. And you've got non-human entities you've recovered? Yes. This is what I saw, and it's been repeated many times. My belief, Vance, and I'm not here to defend my belief. I just want to give you my perspective. You have to fight the enemy that's in front of you, but I think that my perspective says I looked at Genesis 6, And I know the DNA of the fallen angels survived the flood. You can see it right there in verse 4. And I've been told that's a hot topic in eschatology right now. In fact, Pastor Paul Begbie told me that when I was appearing in his seminar. And I honestly think that the great deception is demons pretending to be aliens. But whether they're pretending or not, we still got to deal with that issue. So that's my perspective. But going forward on this, we have to deal with this issue because I do believe we're headed for a great deception. What's your view on that? Are the aliens, demons, whatever we want to call them, do you, in your opinion, are you think they're manifesting to do something?
Well, what you mentioned the Bible earlier in Genesis, and if you read, you got to remember this is from historical evidence from before the Bible was even put together by the Catholic Church. There were stories. You have the wheel that's in the Bible. You talk about the giants that science tells you doesn't exist, but they did, and some of them still may exist. You have a story that we don't have all the facts to. Our ancestors, I mean, if people believe we're only 6,000 or 7,000 years old,
I don't buy that.
what's I got a lake to sell you.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't buy that either.
We're millennial old, and I think I told you, and we talked about Bill Pollack several times, that I said this was a prison pleasant present prison planet. Do you remember that discussion?
Yeah, and isn't it funny that after that, Alex Jones used that for one of his websites, prisonplanet.com.
Yes. So, and we talked about well before he did that, but so human race has a tendency to be very enigmatic and also very dangerous to the universe that's out there. And, you know, if people believe that Mars just happened to lose its atmosphere, which now they're finding that there's still atmosphere left on there and other things. And that the asteroid belt between us and them is not a planet. Okay, you can believe that, but there's science that believes and states that there was a war here at some point. The flood, withstanding the flood was also caused and by many means. I mean, it's a story that, okay, God did it. Okay. Well, if you read the Bible, God defeated all the other gods. Do you remember that? And let there only be me. Well, when God says, only let me be there, that implies there's other gods, there's other beings, there's other things out there.
Yeah,
And,
and then we're into eschatology again, and I would say this.
right.
From my perspective, there's the one high God, and then there are those who try to be God, and Satan would be one of those examples.
Well, Satan was an angel, if you remember, not a
Yeah, but
god.
he
He's
wanted
a
more.
Satan.
But he wanted
He
more.
wanted more. He wanted more power because he was mad. And if you read into the old text, he was mad that man was given the authority and power over the angels by the Almighty God. And
Okay.
that created the big problem. But, you know, and the goal, and you and I talked about this several times, the goal is to control the soul of man
That's true.
because God gave us the soul of himself or the mirror of himself to in the body in the sense in the real. And they want that knowledge because you remember the big battle about the knowledge, the tree of knowledge that Adam took a bite of, and we were kicked out of, you know,
Yeah,
the garden.
you mean Eve took the bite and then Adam went along. But
Well, yeah, but was that
I
meant to happen? That I think that was meant to happen. I think God had a plan in the long run for it, that to explore the universe that he had created. And why not use us to do that? So that's my view. But as for what's going on now and the discussions, I think they're hiding pieces of truth in some stuff and some made-up
Well, I want to
stuff.
go back to what you said before we leave it, because you
Okay.
raise real good points in passing, and I don't want to let them pass. You talked about you think they want the soul. The fallen angels that you're referencing from
Correct.
Genesis, they wanted the soul. But they and you were the I've given you a lot of credit on this in many venues. You're the first one to open my eyes to transhumanism because they couldn't get the soul, so they decided to morph the human being. And you were talking about this to me in 1992, before the word transhumanism was ever arrived at. And you were talking about this is what they're going to do to us. They're going to make us different than human because they can't get the soul, and that's the revenge against God. And you were the original guy to say this. Vance, I've done lit searches. There was no one saying what you were saying when you said it, which is why you took so much crap.
It's a war.
Yeah.
People don't realize this is a war that's been going on. I mean, half man, half horse. We read the stories in the past where they were trying everything to unlock the keys to what man has been given over all other creatures in the universe. And I'm talking aliens, devils, Satan, whatever. Man has been given a gift that they want and they can't get it, so they're fighting everything. Now, in a sense, their goal is to get us to turn it over to them in whatever means is possible, to give up our freedoms, our rights, or whatever, to say, yeah, you can have my soul here. And unfortunately, Dave, you and I talked about this back then too, that some people have done that. They
I would
have.
agree. Well, they have capitulators. I mean,
Yes.
you're really echoing what I've come to believe, aside from our previous conversations, is that there were two DNA and one DNA is trying to enslave the other, and the DNA is the descendants of alien hybrid interaction, intermarriage, and subsequent births. And that DNA survives, and they're doing the bad things to the God's chosen people. And this is what this war is largely about. And the other side's co-opted a lot of human beings to help them.
And you got to remember that basic DNA that God created and put into place is always going to fight to take its ultimate place and control. And that's the fight. And they've tried science, they've tried all kinds of stuff to unlock that code in the junk DNA and other things. You can do a lot of research, and I know you have, and I have, but it seems like every time they try, it's like, okay, for example, it's like trying to copy THC that they know kills cancer. The scientific and the people that do medicine stuff, they can't copy it. Every time they try, it fails. It's the same with the DNA that we have been enriched with. Every time they try to copy it or coordinate it or try to make it work, it fails because God has put, or the creator has put, whatever you believe, a code in there that cannot be duplicated in any shape or form. If you try, it's going to fail. And now that's why they have to try to get us to buy into giving it up for a greater purpose or a greatest threat. And that, and you got this fear of wars, the stories of wars, the fear of aliens, the fear of the international war. All these fears are going to try, the goal is to get man to capitulate, to turn over their power to either some beings or to some humans or to the Council of Nine to let them have the power.
I know we've talked about that, but it's been years. Let's go through very quickly what the Council of Nine is.
The Council of Nine is like a council that has been given the authority, or believe they have been given the authority, to control the human race and the Earth in its essence, the prison planet. And everything in their power to do that. Some of them have been long lived. I don't believe that, but I think the stories and the passages have been passed on to within families in the council. So they inherit, it's like the game of kings and queens. These are kings and queens that pass on their power to the kids and the knowledge. And you never read about them or hear about them, but they would blow Forbes out of the water and how much power they have. I and Bill, and I'm going to bring this out because I think we did it once before. I'm going to bring it out here. Me and Bill started creating a chart following these families and what they control and businesses and everything else. The chart is huge, Dave, huge. Now, unfortunately, in Bill's passing and soon before that, we had to stop because we were warned off. And I think Bill told you that.
Well,
Because we were just,
was that part of the Enron deal that we were part of?
yes, we started tracking and finding the connections and the names. If you think one company is controlled by one person, you're going to be wrong. There's major corporations like the Kochs. You have other major corporations that this Council Nine ultimately have persons sitting there that have control. Our religions, and I'm going to be blunt here, our religions, our science, our politics, and even our lifestyle is not something we created. It was created for us. And it's meant to control large populations in their thinking process, in their belief process, and their evolutionary process.
Well, I agree with you that let's take the issue of religions. There is a definitive attempt to control religion to some degree that's been successful. But from my perspective, the true believers are able to circumvent that control.
And that's why you must always question, Dave, what you're being told, because they have usurped even the American Christian aspect and the Christian and the American Catholic aspect. Because if you tell people, said, don't read what we're reading, we'll tell you what to read, we'll tell you what to think. There's a control mechanism. There always has been. I mean, people forget Jesus didn't create Christianity. Okay. Jesus created a freedom of thought,
The
if you think about
disciples,
it.
particularly Peter, created the
Created that.
church.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Jesus was creating a view of thought that God had, that you're free to decide and do. And the old term is give unto the Romans what is Rome. You know, the old statement of, you know, the coin, you know, we're taxed. Well, the American dollar is created by the Americans, so you're taxed. Well, give it to them. It's their money. You know, we have the freedom to decide what we do with it. We have the freedom for a point. But as I always told you, and Bill and I think we had long talks in the meetings when down there in Placitas, if you remember Placitas, the long talks, is that we're only given a few options by the world or by those who control the world. We're not given the true options, Dave. We're given a few options. You know, we're shown
Well,
two or three doors when there's 10 doors.
you talked about the time we were warned off and the takedown of Enron because, I've talked about this openly here. We wanted to create a energy-free,
Yes.
free energy community in
And we did. And
San
we did,
Luis.
Dave.
Yeah,
We did.
but the powers that be didn't want that type of physics out there, so
No.
they said to Enron, "You're not going to do this." And Ken Lay was a little defiant, and he paid a price.
Yeah, and I think I sent you a copy of the stuff we created, you know, that's still sitting out there that has a patent on it that could work on trucks to, you know, for trucks to charge your batteries as they travel. But, you know, there's things that we created and that we went through. So they want to keep that tied in, like the guy that created to do a spoonful of gas would run the mower for like 10 days, I think. You know, they make sure they lock that stuff up because it's a goal in the way of the council to, and their belief is they have been given power over the earth to utilize all the essence of it, to use it up. They don't want us to wake up to what's going on. They could.
Self-appointed grandiose power to
Correct.
Satan's minions. That's
Correct.
yeah, I
They
totally
want.
agree. They construct an artificial re I mean, the Bible clearly says, Vance, that this is not our planet.
No, it actually says people argue with me on that, Dave, but it says we're not, we were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. Where were we thrown to? And why? Because we caused problems. You know, there's a lot of evidence out there, not just in the Bible and other old works that are now being found out. Just
What
like
about
now they're finding the civilizations before the flood now. Oh, well, that didn't exist. Well, yeah, it did.
yeah, they didn't. That's
Yeah.
the Bible is this is where people want to argue. They think all knowledge, all lineage, all events are contained in the Bible. No, the Bible was divinely inspired to give us a guide for living on how to come to God. And when that failed in the Old Testament, then here comes Jesus. Okay, to make it possible for humanity to redeem itself, God wiped the board clean because he didn't like the giants. He didn't like the Nephilim. He didn't like any of this stuff. But it says in the Bible, I wish I had that passage up before me, but it talks about the destruction, but some survived. And afterwards, a key phrase, The DNA survived. And Vance, the Hopis have a real good saying. There is no tree so foolish to make war with itself among its branches.
That's true.
And
Yeah, I've heard that.
this is exactly.
Grandfather David talked about that.
That's right. Well, so did my former student. We can't mention his name here, but remember the son of the grandson of the Hopi elder. He gave me a lot of this Hopi wisdom in our private conversations when he was an undergraduate student of mine, and all of a sudden the same thing. But the point is, and you make this point well, the Bible's a guide, and
Oh, it is.
people want to count the generations and act like they know all the people that were ever here, and you don't.
No.
You don't. That's not what the Bible is for.
The Bible is it's a his I believe majority of it is historical.
It is, but
I believe
history with a purpose, though. There's
yes.
teaching methodology attached to it.
And when Yeshua ben David, or as we know as Jesus, was around, he taught parables to teach lessons, trying to guide us to the right path to the mountain. There is a way, and that's why. And even the Buddhism, even if you talk about the old Buddhists, they talk about the man that visited him and taught truth, and that was Jesus, of course.
That's right.
So they all the religions have same stories. It's
But they're
just
not all
man steps
but
in the way of it.
they're not all the same though. The one thing about Christianity, it has in its pure form, it's survived tampering. I can't say that about the other religions.
Well, it the stories, they all talk about the flood is what I'm talking about. They all talk about these aspects that are in the Bible. As for tampering, man tampers. God doesn't tamper. Man tampers with it. I can take a statement and I can make a statement and make it sound like something totally different than what it means. Man's very good at that, Dave. They really are. Look what Hitler did, how to turn something around into something else. The symbol that Hitler used was ancient symbol for life, and now we've turned it into a complete negative and bad symbol. Does that make sense? So there's things that we man is its own worst enemy. We really are. We're our own worst enemy on several aspects, and we don't like to listen. And that's my problem. I don't like to listen sometimes, Dave. I'm sure you don't either, because we get caught up in our own perceptions, ideas, and aspects, and it gets us in trouble. But I don't turn away from God. That's one that I can argue, I can fight, I can scratch, I can scream, but I don't turn, because the true sin, in my view, is turning your face away from God. That's the true sin from the Creator.
Well,
And
there's a
that's what
consequence, but you're a target when you do that too.
Dave, or how long have I been a target?
I know, but we all are. We all are. Here's the deal. This is how I look at it. You're either on Team Jesus or you're on Team Satan. And the thing is if you make peace with the world and you go along with the world, you're going to have a problem on Judgment Day. And if you live for Judgment Day and live your life according to how you should, or at least make your best effort and intent, then you're going to have problems with the world. And you're going to get persecuted, and that's what we're entering into. Do you look at this as the time of the great coming persecution?
I do. I have my fears. I have a family. I have grown kids just like you do. And I have my fear of what next year's bringing. I have a healthy fear, but I also have the same time of a great, I don't want to put it, a great excitement about what's coming. Does that make sense? You can have a fear and excitement because.
Well, there's a culmination of Judgment Day and ascension to heaven. That's exciting, but I have hesitation in the last 3.5 years of tribulation. It's going to be hell on earth.
It is, and we can't define what that means. We can't. We aren't meant to know what that means.
Well,
But it's
we have a pretty good indication. I mean, you're going to take the mark. I mean, let's be real practical. Okay, you can't buy or sell. Okay, that's in the Bible. It's in Revelation. Now, here's the deal. CBDC, they bring that in, Vance. You can't buy or sell without their approval. That's right there. You've taken the mark.
And who has been fighting that more than any other country in the world? By the way, that's what the UN wants to do. United States doesn't want to do it unless we have unless something happens politically to cause that to happen. But you know, I see it happening. It's already, people don't realize in Europe you can walk in a store and walk out with stuff and you already buy it. I mean, they already see it.
But here's the deal. You're right. You're absolutely right. I just covered this yesterday, and I'm going to embellish it today in more detail. Europe says, oh, we're not going to manage the digitized euro. Well, they are. Every
They are.
piece of proof says they are. And when they mean manage, they mean control. That's the mark. It's the mark.
And it doesn't mean it has to be something physical on you. It's what you carry in your wallet, your facial recognition, your DNA, your scent. I mean, do you, people, I don't think they realize, I don't think people realize your scent, every person's scent is different. Okay? It's like a fingerprint. They can actually are creating sciences that can track that.
I learned that from dogs.
Yeah, they learned it from dogs and military dogs, to be exact. There's things. There's a lot of things coming forward now. I've been at this since I was a kid, but since 1990, in the past 32, going on 33 years, Dave. What have we learned since we've been talking with Bill and all the other people that we've met and everything else? We've talked about things that were going to happen in the future. And guess what's happening now? Yes, we thought it would happen sooner and faster, but the council, they go by what is given to them to use. And sometimes things don't move fast. And they move at a pace that they can be controlled. And the key word is they're controlled to be used to their aspect. Okay. Why is all of a sudden Hamas, who's driven to get rid of every Jew in the world, and you got some Israelis that and some Jews that want to wipe out Hamas and every Palestinian? Well, they're ramping up that hatred, just like in the hatred between, and I'll bring this as a key, the hatred between the Russians and the where they're fighting, you gotta realize the group they're fighting helped create Russia, the Ukrainians. Okay, that's where the language originated. Russians cannot speak Ukrainian. Did you realize that?
No,
It's a
I didn't
totally
know.
different language. It's a totally different language. But they were a tribal people, and Russia borrowed from them a lot of the stuff that created Russia in the long run. There's a hatred there, just like there is between the Hamas and the Israelis. There's a hatred between the Russians and Ukrainians as well. So what's that doing? So what are they going to drive up? Well, there's more to come. You'll watch. There's more to come
I think,
about this.
yeah, our government buries this.
Yes, they do.
Eastern Ukraine is really Russia, and Russia wants it back. And that's some of why what's going on is going on. And the mainstream media won't talk about that.
No, they won't. The media is right now, Tom Brokaw's gone. All these guys are gone. But the media in the United States has been controlled. And I tell you what, Al Jazeera we found out the other day that they're controlled. They were interviewing some people in the hospital, and they were interviewing some older people. It says, yeah, Hamas comes in and steals our food and steals all the stuff that comes in for the hospital. And Al Jazeera cut off the tape right at that point and wouldn't let them talk anymore. So they're controlled as well because everybody wants to play up their agenda, right? And that's an agenda that we aren't part of because their goal is to control our fears, our wishes, our history, and they want to lead us to a path to where they have total control. And I'm going to say this, total control of the world and its
Yeah.
resources right now. That's their whole goal.
Well, also don't forget, their goal is to destroy humanity, God's prized creation. And since they couldn't get it through the soul, this is what we're seeing today.
And if they get us to fight each other and kill each other, okay. They don't care. They feel they're beyond that they're going to live forever.
Well,
Well,
if you
they're not.
believe the bloodline survived, and you looked at the kings and
I do,
queens of the
yeah.
Middle Ages, yeah, if If you believe that DNA survived, remember the king of this had to marry the queen of that, and the prince of this,
Yes.
the princess of that.
The
I think I wish to try to
Moonbloods.
keep exactly. And if you believe the Rothschilds are part of this, and I do,
Yes,
and
they
if the
are.
Roth,
They
look
were.
at what the Rothschilds did. Pit one country against another, make
Yeah.
money on the arms buildup, make money on the war, make money on the cleanup.
All money, all power to keep the money out of your hands, out of my hands, and out of the average Joe that lives below them. Okay? Because there's a bite. With how many? Okay, so how many kings and queens do you are compared to the world? What are we at? 9 billion people, 10 billion people
Yeah, nine
worldwide now?
billion, 9 billion, yeah.
Okay, how many people actually control the strings, have power over that 10 billion?
300.
300. Okay, if they lose control of even a third of that 10 billion, what would happen, Dave?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
This is why we have censorship. This is why they want to herd us into the stack and pack smart cities where they can control everything.
That's why they keep Africa in civil wars all the time. That's why they keep Europe at each other. The biggest drive right now is to destroy the United States and its power over the world, because we tend to bring about the United States, and I call the United States the 12th tribe. We bring about the aspect that you can break that yoke. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Makes perfect sense.
Okay.
The purpose of the Biden administration is to destroy America. And people say, oh, Dave, that's extreme. And I say, really? Name one thing he's done for the middle class.
And
One.
not even just
One.
him, not even just him.
It's what he
I think
represents.
folks, I
I'm talking
know.
about the
Yeah, all right.
administration. Okay.
I know. And I'm not just him. I think it's been going on for 50, 60 years in all the administrations, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or other. They have certain aspects that their goal is to weaken, to destroy, to and
Yeah.
I will be the first one to tell you, and the UN is not favorable to the United States. The UN wants to be the world leader, okay, to no matter what. That's not a good plan, because the UN, for all its purposes, is controlled by the third world countries. Okay, they're the ones that want to, and unfortunately, there are parts of Biden's administration that plays into that. Dave, I agree with you. Same with a bunch of other people and a bunch of other politicians. It's a goal. It's a plan to knock everybody down to where we're dependent upon a foreign nation or a foreign group or a group of people for where we get our food. You just watch, if the United States keeps going this way. Okay, so give you an example that I was given, and the friend of mine in DC says, there's a big issue with food right now. People don't realize that, Dave, but there is. We are lucky to have the food we have for now, and it can change quickly. But the food is not healthy for us. You realize that, right? It's been manipulated and
Yeah,
everything else. But if we, the United States, were to go down the path to say, you know what, we're not going to take goods from China, we're not going to take goods from South America, we're not going to take goods from here, how fast would the food industry in the United States be shut down?
it's coming, it's happening now as we speak.
It is. That's why I'm bringing it up. Same with goods. We are so used to walking into a Walmart or anywhere else and getting what we want. What if the next day we walk in there and says, oh, we can't get diapers anymore because they're made all in Europe and Europe shut down shipping them over? Or, we don't produce goods here. We don't produce goods in the United States, Dave, like we used to.
It's by
We're
design.
dependent by design. I tell you what, the worst thing that ever was done was the NAFTA. That opened up doors where all our goods were coming from overseas. Yeah, we used to get things from Taiwan and this. I work in a place now, all the boxes are coming from China, Taiwan, Vietnam, everything we get that we wear, we use, toys, everything. If we shut that down and we don't get that anymore, you know how long our stores would last, Dave? Less than 30 days.
We are
And we'd be
headed,
starving.
you're absolutely right. We are headed for a collapse across multiple fronts. We're going to have a
Yes.
food collapse. We're going to have a stock market collapse. We're going to have a real estate collapse, commercial and residential. We're going to have a banking collapse.
Yes.
And as I track these things, Vance, it's easy to go down the rabbit trail of one. You get so enmeshed in one, you don't see the
Right.
others. But when I step back and take a 30,000-foot view, it's all going to happen around the same time. It's by design.
And we talked about that in 1995 in Placida. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We tried to get people, and they wanted to step on their own. The people we invited wanted to, oh, no, it's all about this, about my study. It's all about my, remember all that? All the
No.
people said, oh, it's about me. No, it's the whole picture, guys.
I know.
No one wanted to look at the whole picture because they wanted to focus on theirs. And that's when I left. You remember? I quit going out talking.
Well, I
And
went
that,
out.
soon after that.
I still Bill still sponsored those meetings through the late
He
90s.
did.
And
Yeah.
I went to a number of them. I think the last one I went to was probably 98. But I still found that, well, if you have good, it depends on the quality of people that you bring
Yes.
in. There were some people that were self-serving, and I agree with that. But there largely were people that wanted to share information and grow. And that's when I
Yes.
first started to see we're being attacked on multiple fronts. And I hadn't really got into the human alien, demonic hybrid situation. I hadn't really looked at that closely. Yeah, I should tell this story here, Vance. I don't know if I've ever told you this.
Well, and Bill knew about the alien hybrid thing.
Oh, big time.
But
Yeah,
he said, we need to keep it out. We need to keep that out because we'll lose people if we bring that out.
well, yeah, but now in eschatology, they're saying it's true. Their human beings are being abducted, and women are, and then they're giving birth to alien
Yeah.
hybrid lady babies. But the deal is they're not human. And they're not necessarily alien. They're alien the fact that they're demonic. But let me tell you this quick story. And I don't know
Okay.
if I ever told you this. I mentioned it last night. In fact, I did a piece on what we're talking about here related to that aliens are actually demonic. They're from Satan. But anyway, here's what happened to me. It was 1984, coincidental year, and I'm still single, and I got set up on a blind date. And I never went on blind dates because you always had to be blind to go on them. But this guy just convinced me. This girl's beautiful and she's intelligent. And she knows who you are and she likes you. And okay, so I went. I walked in. It was Houlihan's in Tamarack Square in Denver, Colorado. And I walk in and she was attractive. She was well spoken. She was funny. I said, wow, this is a unique story. And then I knew she was a teacher like I was at the time. And I said, what do you teach? She goes, well, are you ready for this? I teach hybrids how to fit into society where they're living. Now, Vance, I wasn't that
Did you
enlightened.
laugh? Did you
No,
laugh?
Vance, I think I was sipping on a beer and it almost came out through my nose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would have done the same thing.
And the thing is, if this had happened to me today, I would have stayed in that conversation and milked it for everything it was worth.
Yeah, and you didn't know then.
But I didn't know then. And I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Well, I got somewhere to go. I'm going to meet my family, blah, blah, blah. I made up some big lie to just get the hell away from her. And then I called my friend and I said, don't you ever do that to me again. But I look back on it now. I wish I could talk to her.
Can I tie something to
Yeah.
that my experience? So that was in 19 what, 84.
84, 84.
If you had done that and been involved and got involved in that, would you be where you are today?
I don't know. I would
There's a
like to have
reason why I
known.
bring this up,
Yeah,
right?
I hear you.
There's a reason why I bring this up, and I want people to realize, in a sense, the creator or God does control, I don't call it destiny, but our direction. Destiny, it's a direction that we go. There's a reason why we meet certain people at the time that we do. That was in the back of your head this whole time until you met me, or other people too that talked about it. You're going, wait a minute, that reminds me of this woman. Man, there must be something to it because she said it nonchalantly and like, oh, it's a fact. I remember when we were talking, we talked to a lieutenant and we talked to a colonel about what we were getting while we were in, before we left in the army in 1990. And they told us we could not pass the information on. We'd have to find a different way because we would not make it to our next birthday. if we did pass on things that we're finding. And we're talking about the War of the Soul. We had all this information we shared
Yeah,
with
this
them.
is
And
out
then,
now out though. I mean, I openly talk about it without fear of retribution, but I do agree there was a time when it wasn't safe to talk about this. The other thing this lady said to me was interestingly prophetic. She said, it was my idea for us to meet. And I said, really? She goes, yeah, I know a little bit about you, Dave. And she goes, I think you're headed for some really important things. And this is what it's now we're piling weird on top of weird. Okay. And that hastened my departure. But I look back on this now, I'd love to have known, what did she know about me? I had no idea. I couldn't tell you today. I have no idea.
I would love to know more about you, Dave, too. And just like you'd like to know more about me, but I don't think we're allowed that access at this point, because would that change what our direction is if we
Well,
knew at that point?
we're born to be temporary on this planet, but essentially we're eternal beings until
Correct.
God makes a decision. You either get promoted or you're destroyed. But I hear what you're saying, and there is a side of us that's eternal. I don't think we're allowed to access at this point.
If we knew, and I told you about the void, that some people have accessed parts of the void and they learn a great insight. If we were walking around with the void to us, then we would be attacked all the time, because that means we know exactly what's going on all the time. And that's why they also, the powers that be or whatever, and not God, but people, limit the aging of the body. They don't really want us to live past a certain age, because in the old text, and we were shown this in Germany, after the age of 85, your connection, when you're born, your connection to God is direct through the top of the head. Okay. As a baby, the baby can't talk, but the connection is there. There are stories that after the age of 85, and why the Catholic Church chooses an old man to be the prophet, or the church chooses to be a prophet, is because their connection gets reconnected. And after you reach a certain other age, it gets more connected, and you'll find that you aren't as invested into the world as you were before.
That's true. That's true. And I think that we inherently know this as we approach the end. Let me just read to you briefly here from Genesis because you're hitting right on this. Genesis 6, 1 through 4. When a man began to multiply on the face of the land and daughters were born to them, the sons of God that saw the daughters of the men were attractive and they took as wives who they choose. We're talking fallen angels at this point.
Correct.
Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years. So our mortality was planned right there. Okay.
Correct.
But these beings are eternal unless God wipes them out. And then they get into about the mighty men of renown and bore children to them and so forth. And the Nephilim were on. Now, here's a key phrase here. This is what I've been referencing. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterwards. And they're referring to the flood. So, in other words,
Correct. It's still here.
after the flood, this DNA is here, and that's why I believe what I believe.
Well, the flood wasn't meant to get rid of the DNA. The flood was to get rid of their control a little bit, I think. Because, well, if you read about what brought up the flood, because God picked certain people like Noah, okay, to protect and save things, that there was a bast I use the word loosely, bastardization going on. Okay. And to reset something doesn't mean, like a computer, doesn't mean you get rid of everything. You go back to the core programming. Everything's still there. But ultimately, and this is one point I think that you and I discussed, and what people have to remember, we ultimately have a choice to make. And God gives us that choice. But it seems lately that a choice has been made, Dave, not a choice I would make, but a choice again that people are going to let things happen and go where they're going. I have a sense that a new earth is going to be created out of this, a new earth. I think that the powers that be are going to be allowed their power for a short time, and that's your tribulation, like hell on earth. And there's going to be those of us, and I believe I'm here to fight the good fight against that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, perfect.
Some won't be, but some will be because, and I think that's why my dad chose. My dad passed away 6 months ago and he had cancer and he could fight it, but he chose and decided, and I'll forward a, it's an interesting statement here. Do you mind if I read it?
Go ahead.
Okay, let me pull it up here. Just a second here, and I'll pull it up because it's interesting what he wrote. And this is from my dad, which he knew things, but I didn't know how much he knew. Does that make sense? Because parents don't tell us everything. Oh, you know that, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna read this to you. I would appreciate if you'd all follow my guidance for my prayers. Starting off, my name is Tom Davis, 79 years old, and I have, with the grace of God and the intervention of Jesus, and with the help of Kathy, have been kept on the right path and have had a good life. I was diagnosed with inoperable stage 4 lung cancer a year ago, but with an immunotherapy would live up to 5 more years. The cancer is called non-cell lymphoma lung cancer. Have you heard of that? Okay. My choices at the time was 6 months. I could go to hospice, but had another option. That would be low dose chemotherapy, which I decided to try.
Vance, I'd lose you. Hello, Vance. Oh boy. Hopefully he can reconnect. I'd love to have heard the rest of this, but he has gone silent on us, hasn't he? I'd have to say this is an accident, but those of you who've heard my interviews with people such as Doug Thornton, you've heard NFL music piped in over the sound. You've seen my cell phone sitting 3 feet away, begin to dial someone when it was in the off position. It was pretty interesting. But my goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen, what a revelation. Since we're here, and Vance is lost to us, and if he comes back in, let me pull up my login sheet here just in case. But if he comes back to us, I'm going to ask him about this, but one of the things that we learned about this deception with aliens was through the senior non-com in NATO. And Vance and I and Bill held a, a closed door, secretive briefing to key people. And he was invited. By the way, it was held in the back of a hair salon in Mesa, Arizona, of all places. Yeah. And there were some notables there. I'm not going to mention their names, but we got into some real detail here. And the deception, a lot of people knew it was a deception at that time. I had to grow into that. I didn't know what to think. So as I grew back into this, and we were presenting, our guest of honor was saying there were other 24 alien hybrid species, but they're not what they appear to be. They're here to deceive us. And that's what first opened my mind as to what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a great deception. And one of the things that I was going to make clear here at the end of the interview with Vance, but unfortunately he's gone. One of the things was what happened with Enron. We just touched on that, and I want to finish with it. We had this community almost good to go. Oh, here he is. And I'm going to ask him about this. I'll let him finish that letter. Okay, so hopefully we're bringing him back in. Vance, are you there? There you go. Okay. I was ad-libbing here. I was actually going back into the Enron thing. Let me say this before we go back to your dad's letter.
That was weird.
Very well, it's just typical of the interference that I'm getting.
That was unusual. That was worse than
But
it's ever been.
I want to make this point because we only got about 5 minutes left in the
Yeah, go ahead.
interview. That I remember Ken Lay said through one of his managers in a conference call we were on, you better have your dead man switches in order. And boy, that ever ended up being prophetic. I don't believe he committed suicide. He had too many dead man switches. I think they allowed him to disappear.
I believe that. I believe that. Yeah.
And I wanted to make that point here with you on the air because my sense was based on the things he was saying, it's like Epstein. Epstein didn't die in that jail cell. Where's the footage? Where's the video? Where were the guards? No. He has logs on everybody important, so it seems. He's living somewhere enjoying the good life on some island under a different name. That's simple.
Yeah, he did,
And
because
so,
if they
and
bring it, if they bring something to light, it's just like my father said, I just let Jesus do and let me go.
yep.
Things are going to happen. I'm going to go on another great adventure. I think some of these people, they don't want it to come to light because that would wake up too many, and I use the word loosely, wake up. It would wake up too many people, Dave. And then at that point, they would lose control because what's going on right now in the United States and other places, and with Biden and with Trump and all this stuff here, everything going on politically. Right now, they don't have to physically attack the United States. The United States may implode on itself
It
for the
already
most
is.
part. It is, but not to the point where they want it to yet. But why would China need to attack? The China to attack the United States would be stupid on their part. Russia is imploding right now. Bad. People don't know how bad it is in Russia. It's getting bad in Russia. And that would be an example for us if we wanted to do stupid things to implode bad. It's part of the, and I call it the program. It's part of the program, Dave, and that's where it's going. It's going to be part of the program in the long run. And that's what gives me some excitement about what's going on, some fear, and some concern for other people because, but I can't take care of other people. I can't take care of, what's going on in the world. I don't have that power or understanding enough yet to do anything like that. Only one person does, or one being does, and one creator does, and that's God. And if he wants to go this path because people have chosen that, then I've got to go with that
Yeah.
choice, and be prepared for it. I always tell people, look, if you look down on a city and you see two cars heading each other and you're up on the mountain, how do you warn the two cars that are getting ready to hit? You can't. It's hard to do. So, and then when we're on the ground, we don't see that accident getting ready to happen, Dave, right?
No,
So,
rarely do we ever see it happen.
yeah.
I totally agree with you. But as I was saying earlier, I listed many of the fronts that were collapsing on at one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but I will say this, I know this from my border patrol sources, and some of it's actually been in the media, that we have tens of thousands of Chinese soldiers crossing our border. They have the PLA tattoo of the Black Dragon. And I have talked to firsthand witnesses in the border patrol. I think they're the cleanup troops. I think they'll mobilize to clean things up. Do they need them for a full frontal assault? No,
No,
we'll
no.
be in full blown
So,
collapse by that time.
ask your connections this, because I think I told you this, God, 12 years ago now. Who controls the Mexican ship, the shipping, where the ship containers come into Mexico?
Well, if you're going to say the drugs, I'd say the cartels, but
That's wrong.
the shipping containers are something else.
The shipping containers and the ports are controlled by Chinese companies, just like they are
That's
here.
true.
Recently.
Wampoa
Okay.
is one of them, right?
Okay.
Yep.
I had a friend of mine, and I think I shared this with you. He was in special forces and a special unit that tracks world product or world things that go on in Mexico, in certain parts of Mexico. You can go there, and in United States, people don't go there, and you don't want to go there, but they have caves full of equipment, all from China. And we're talking tanks, we're talking other things that have been shipped in. And they have been doing that for almost 25, 30 years in China and in Canada. People don't realize, you know how many Chinese live in Canada?
It's
A
growing.
bunch.
It's
It's
growing.
growing.
It's growing
And it's
like
been
crazy,
growing.
especially in the western part of the country, like British
Right.
Columbia. It's
Yeah.
you have actual
So.
Chinese troops there doing maneuvers on native land. Yeah, I know all about that. I've interviewed Canadians on that point. The best advice: get right with God.
That's the
Vance,
only choice. That's the only choice.
I hear you. No, listen,
You
I.
gotta learn, as I told a friend of mine, and I'll tell you, Dave, and I think I've told you this before, learn to listen with your second brain, not this brain. This brain will warn you when something's getting ready to happen. The heart. There's more sensors in the heart than there is in the brain, because our brain that's connected to our eyes and our ears can be misled. True? Like we are with the aliens. We're going to be misled. We can be suckered into things. If we are right with God and right in the heart with God, the spirit will warn us. The
I
spirit will
agree.
keep us out of way.
And Vance, that's a good note to end on because, my friend, we are flat out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. Always great to have you on, Vance. Thank you so
Thank you, Dave.
much.
And keep the faith, buddy.
Thank you.